AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says interest rate hikes could start later this year.
Yellen says the economy continues to improve, and she stresses the rate increase would be very gradual over the next few years. But that time hasn't arrived yet. The Fed benchmark rate has been at a record low near zero for more than 6 years. In a speech in San Francisco, Yellen said the gradual approach is the way to go because the economy could stall, and with rates still relatively low, the Fed would have little room to cut them. She adds the Fed's action would depend on how the economy performs in the coming months. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Colorado woman accused of cutting an unborn baby from a pregnant woman cannot be charged with murdering the baby. Boulder County DA Stan Garnett.
Many people in the community, and heaven knows I've heard from a lot of them, would like me to have filed homicide charges. However, that is not possible under Colorado law without proof of a live birth.
The woman is charged with attempted murder, assault, and unlawful termination of a pregnancy. Meanwhile, in California, prosecutors have charged three people in connection with a scheme to steal babies. AP correspondent Amy Taxon fills us in.
Prosecutors are charging two of the individuals with the kidnapping and murder of a three-week-old baby taken from Long Beach in January. And then they're charging also the third individual with an additional case of attempted murder and attempted kidnapping of another child.
That first baby's parents and an uncle were shot and wounded. The baby was found dead the next day. Apple CEO Tim Cook is promising to give away most of his wealth that he amasses during his careers, Cook tells Fortune magazine. After paying for the college education of his 10-year-old nephew, he'll donate what's left of his millions to philanthropic causes. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court rules for a Mexican on a torture claim.
A federal appeals court has effectively lowered the bar for foreign nationals who claim they were tortured in their home countries to remain in the United States. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says it is neither the responsibility of the petitioner nor the government to determine if it is safe for the person to return to another part of their country than where the torture occurred. Mexican national Roberto Cuernecita Maldonado had appealed a finding by the U.S. Board of Immigration Appeals that he didn't qualify for a reprieve from deportation because he failed to prove he would be unsafe in any part of Mexico. I'm Mike Rossia.
Hot Rod Hundley, the former NBA player who broadcast jazz games in New Orleans and Utah for 35 years, has died. He was 80. The Jazz say Hundley died at home in the Phoenix area. Hundley broadcast 3,051 jazz games from 1974 to 2009. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.